That is why in the fourth verse it is said, Matsthani sarabhutani nachaham teshu avastitah. They are all in me, but I am not in them. And then Sri Krishna says that that reality is such which itself becomes all, which itself becomes the universe. The reality which is supra-cosmic, which is not extra-cosmic, becomes cosmic. And it is omnipresent everywhere in the world, including in every individual. That he is present in every individual is given in verse number 11. Verse 11 says, Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam. Param bhavam ajanantaha mama bhuta maheshwaram. Mudaha, those who are dull-minded, avajananti, they ignore me. Mam means me. The dull-minded ignore me. Even though manushim tanum ashritam, although I am seated in the body of every individual, which is human. Manushim tanum ashritam. So now you have three statements. I am above everything. Everything that is here, he is manifested by me, and I am in everyone. These three statements put together is a statement of integral knowledge. When these three statements are read together, you have the right conception of what is called the Supreme Lord. At one time earlier, we had spoken of the Supreme Reality as at once Brahman, Purusha and Ishvara. Brahman is that of which the world is made, that is the stuff of the world is the Supreme Reality. Supreme Reality as a stuff of the universe is termed Brahman in all the Vedantic texts. Whenever the word Brahman occurs, Brahman is a Supreme Reality which is a stuff of everything that is in the world. But this stuff is a result of the will. The Supreme becoming all is a decision of the Supreme to become all. Now, the decider, Supreme as a decider, to become the stuff of everything, is called Purusha. Purusha always means the originator. The originator who can then look up on that which is originated. That which is originated, the power of origination, as distinguished from the originator, is called Prakriti. So Purusha is always coterminous with Prakriti. So Supreme Purusha, as the originator of the universe, who is superior to everything that happens in the world, superior to Prakriti, he is also Ishvara. Ishvara is the Lord. The reality not only originates all that is here, but he also commands and rules everything. And all that is here is itself its own stuff. Therefore, these three words indicate the totality of the reality. Reality is at once Brahman, Purusha, and Ishvara. When these three are combined together, you have the knowledge of the integral reality. Now, these three statements you find right up to verse number 11. Now, let us go to verse number 6. Yatha akasha setaha nityam vayuhu sarvatra go mahan tatha sarvani bhutani masthani iti upadharaya. There is an analogy given here to indicate the relationship between the Supreme and the world. The analogy is with yatha akasha sthitaha nityam vayu. Just as the wind is always located in akasha, in ether. Vayu itself is a manifestation of ether. Now, ether therefore is present everywhere. Sarvatra go, that which is moving everywhere. Sarvatra go, that which moves on. Gaha gacchati, that which moves on. Sarvatra gaha, that which moves everywhere. Just as the vayu is located, vayu which is moving everywhere is located in ether, even so all the creatures of the world are all located in the Supreme. Matsthani ito upadharaya. They are all seated in me. Sarvani bhutani, all the creatures, matsthani, they are all located in me.